Psalm 119, verses 81 through 96. Kaf and Lamed. Kaf. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, the longing of those who hope in the word of the living God. Oh, the longing for his salvation, for his deliverance, for his appearing, and his coming. The day when we shall be saved from the presence of the proud and those who persecute us wrongfully, the proud and the wicked. For we shall be saved from all our enemies. For when he shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah! The deliverer that shall come out of Zion and shall restore Israel and gather his elect together from the four winds. Oh, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who shall deliver us from the wrath of God that shall come upon all the children of disobedience. Oh, how we long for this day of his salvation, how our eyes fail for the word of his promise, that as he went up to heaven, so too shall he come down in like manner. For when he cometh, then shall our hearts be comforted for ever. But in the meantime, sufferings await us. Persecutions and afflictions shall come upon us. As our Lord said, we shall have tribulation in this world. And sometimes it feels like we won't make it, like we shall be destroyed and consumed by all these things. But let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus when he told his disciples, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He has not left us alone, but he has sent the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, to abide with us forever. The Spirit of truth, to guide us into all truth, into the word of our Lord Jesus, and all the words of life. And these words, these commandments, these precepts, the testimony of his mouth, shall nourish us and guide us and feed us and sustain us all through this pilgrim's journey until our salvation appears. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. The Lord's faithfulness is unto all generations, and those who seek him and hide his word in their hearts, those who let the word of Christ dwell in them richly, those who delight in his word and meditate therein day and night, shall be strengthened day by day, and shall have the faith that overcomes the world, the faith unto everlasting life. For his commandment leads to life and liberty, freedom and green pastures. So let us be like David, so that we might say, unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will not forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. Because the Lord shall save all those who fear him and call upon him. He shall deliver us from all our fears and all our enemies. So no matter what, let us abide in Christ and his words, for he shall save us. For he is our hope, and our hope is sure. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Psalm 119, verses 81 through 96. Kaf and Lamed.